If one fixes their eyes on the lower reality of the temporal realm, the things below, then it is certain that they will remain bound to that reality. If one is found faithful to keep their eyes fixed on the higher reality, my word, then it is certain that they will be found rising far above the pull of the enemy that seeks to keep their heart, spirit, chained to the world and its way of seeing and doing things. Let it be clearly understood by each and every one of my precious children that truth, my word, is the highest form of reality that exists, and that as they keep it, the absolute truth of my word, first and foremost in their thinking, it is certain that they will be established with both of their feet firmly planted in my kingdom and their glorious position and destiny within it. It is a defiling practice for one to look upon, hear about excessively, the works, unrighteous deeds of the enemy. For to do so surely impedes one's spiritual progress through the defilement of their heart, spirit, inner man. What one fixes their eyes on will determine what image is formed in their heart, spirit, without exception. Defile, to make impure, to make foul, dirty, or unclean, pollute, taint, in this case, the true image of Jesus Christ and our true identity in Him. Excessively, going beyond the usual, necessary, or proper limit or degree. It is my desire that my children continually speak words that conform, align themselves with, the place called done. The place called done is the place wherein one rests in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the entire scope of the Father's will, past, present, and future, through the continual exercising of an absolute faith, love, and obedience. It is the place wherein the grace of God abounds towards one, empowering them perfectly in all things. It is better for one to remain silent than to disrespect my precious Son and His finished work through the speaking of words that deny any aspect of what He so gloriously accomplished on the behalf of mankind. Silent, not inclined to speak. Disrespect, willful disregard of, or disrespect for the authority of, to think unworthy of, notice, response, etc. As one's spirit, inner man, assimilates my word in the power of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, to a greater degree each day, then my word abiding within their spirit, inner man, shall cause them to become more and more authoritative in their speaking, assimilate, absorb, to swallow up the identity or individuality of, in this case, the image of Christ and all that we are in Him. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask, demand, whatever you desire, that desire being aligned perfectly with the Word of God, one's covenant with God, and it will be done for you. John 15:7, NASB. Demand, to ask for with proper authority, claim as a right, make an authoritative request, to ask in a bold, authoritative way. Latin, D plus mandare, to commission or order. I have given and will continue to give my faithful ones words of wisdom that no man can resist or refute. Resist, to withstand, strive against, or oppose, to withstand the action or effect of. Refute, to prove to be false or erroneous, to prove a statement to be false or incorrect. Disprove. The inner chamber, the secret place of my presence, is a glimpse, foretaste of heaven, the place wherein my children will dwell in my presence forever. When one's emotion is the spontaneous fruit of their spirit, inner man, being in a place of predominance over their soul, mind, will, emotions, then it is a pure emotion that is rooted and grounded. Jesus' earthly ministry was a true testimony to emotion in its purest sense, and I have called each and every one of my precious children to walk in the same manner as He walked, for it is certain that they are one with Him in spirit. Spirit. Predominant, having ascendancy, power, authority, or influence, etc., over others. Religious spirits, just like in the days of my dear son's earthly ministry, have no affinity whatever for absolute truth. affinity, a natural liking for or inclination towards a person, thing, idea, etc. I desire each and every one of my precious children to become fluent in absolute truth, the language of the kingdom, fluent, spoken or written with ease, able to speak or write smoothly, easily or readily, graceful, flowing or able to flow freely. Satan is an identity thief. I desire my children to find, appropriate, assimilate, through revelation, their entire identity in Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing. Satan desires my children to find, through a continual reliance upon sense knowledge and perception, their identity in His prideful nature and fear-filled lies. Identity, exact likeness in nature or qualities. Find, to obtain by search or effort. Assimilate, absorb, to swallow up the identity or individuality of, in this case, the image of Christ and all that we are in Him. One entering into rest is a key component in them positioning themselves to both receive the hundredfold return and enter into the place of abiding in my divine overflow. Whenever one's faith loses its aggressiveness, then it is certain that the enemy will attempt to inundate their mind with his fear-filled and lying thoughts, with a view to luring them into a certain leaning towards and dependence upon their own understanding, sense knowledge, and perception. This is precisely why every thought must continually be brought captive to a perfect alignment with a revelation of my word, heart, and will, for it is only in this way that one's faith, confession, actions, will remain aggressive in their ardent pursuit of the fullness of kingdom position and destiny. Aggressive, making an all-out effort to win or succeed. Inundate, overwhelm, flood, bombard. Unbelief is the spontaneous fruit of a counterfeit trust. Unbelief, as it pertains to the true Christian life, is defined as one believing, trusting in, something other than what God has said and done in Christ. Counterfeit, that which portrays something as real or genuine when, in reality, it is not. In this case, a belief or trust in sense knowledge, as opposed to a revelation of God's word. Sense knowledge, that which is perceived by what one feels, hears, sees, or thinks based on their outward circumstances. That which is perceived through the soul, mind, will, emotions, apart from the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. Faith, trust, comes, is activated and energized by getting acquainted with me through a revelation of my word, heart, and will. When one continually sets themselves to proclaim, speak words that are an open confession, affirmation, of the integrity, faithfulness of my word, the very roots of fear and unbelief in their life are both exposed and destroyed by the power of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, Spirit of love, abiding within them. Integrity, wholeness, righteousness, uncorrupted virtue, honesty. Fear and unbelief grow, thrive with negative confession, as do faith and love, trust, grow, flourish with positive confession and action that are aligned perfectly with my word. Positive confession, to acknowledge that the Father and His word are the supreme authority over our lives with every word we speak and every action we carry out in correspondence with a revelation of the Father's word, will. Negative confession, words and actions that align themselves with the fear-filled lies and darkened wisdom of the evil one. Excessive words dilute the power and flow of my anointing. Dilute, to reduce the strength, force, or efficiency of by admixture. I have given you an undiminished ability, my divine ability abiding within, that will not allow itself to be influenced or stopped by the evil one in any way. Undiminished, not reduced or lessened. Ability, possession of the qualities required to do something, necessary skill, competence, or power, considerable proficiency. A joyful confession is the forerunner of absolute victory. Confession, to acknowledge that the Father and His Word are the supreme authority over our lives with every word we speak and every action we carry out in correspondence with the revelation of the Father's word, will. Leaders must always be found nurturing, cultivating a servant's heart. For if one places the emphasis on their leadership, apart from always seeking to do their best, being a vessel of my best, for all those I have entrusted them with, at all cost to themselves, then it is certain that those who are sitting under their ministry will rise up in their spiritual walk only as far as they, the leaders, themselves have gone, a position far below that which I have called them to, both individually and corporately, in Christ. For if one does not walk in the spirit of true servanthood, true humility, then it is certain that the people I have given them will keep their eyes fixed on them, flesh and blood, rather than on me and on my word. My ability is your ability. For many years now, my faithful ones have been saturating themselves in my presence, and thus have gained a deep revelation of the absolute truths and principles of my word. The fruit of these times of saturation shall now be seen as the aforementioned absolute truths, which are actually the culmination of 2,000-plus years of revelation, shall be released in their fullness with great clarity, provoking a war with the religious spirits and the spirits of unbelief that up until this time have had their way in the midst of those in the church at large. Truly I say to you, it will be a relatively short war, as self-righteousness can in no way stand in the presence of my righteous ones, glorious church. Culmination, to reach the highest point of development, to reach or bring to a final or climactic stage. The continual exercising of a steadfast trust in me bridges the gap between one's present temporary circumstances and the spiritual reality of the things already done in the spiritual realm. Indeed, a steadfast and enduring trust in me and in my word will always cause that which is not yet seen in the natural realm to be more real to one's heart and mind than their present circumstances. One's identity is never based upon how much or how little they have in their bank account. Their entire identity must continually be based on who they are in Christ, for it is from that place of revelation that the fullness of the various covenant blessings shall continually overtake them, causing, ultimately, their lives and ministries on every level to be a spontaneous manifestation of all that I created them to be in Christ, spirit, soul, body, and financially. A man, woman, of understanding keeps silent. One who is afraid that they will be misunderstood does not. Misunderstood, not appreciated. I am about to reveal, make known, my faithful ones, true sons and daughters, in a very special way, and they shall become a revelation to a lost and dying world. Special, important, notable, or momentous. When one places their relationships with flesh and blood above their relationship with me, then it is certain that they will be disappointed, for it is only in right relationship with me that one can even begin to relate properly to others, and it is also certain that as one places their relationship with me first and foremost, then they will draw those who are like-minded, kindred spirits, to themselves. For the pursuit of divine love in one's life draws those who love me to themselves, while the maintenance of selfishness, self-agenda, draws selfishness in the form of those who are inclined towards self-agenda rather than my agenda, word, will. Kindred spirit, a person with whom one has something in common, in this case a revelation of the heart and will of the Father concerning his plan for the church and the kingdom, spontaneously manifesting in true unity and one accord in the power of the Holy Spirit. To the degree that one inclines their heart towards sense knowledge, their own understanding, it is to that degree that they will hear the voice of the evil one clearly. As one inclines their heart to walk by revelation alone, it is to that degree that they shall hear my voice clearly. Sense knowledge, that which is perceived by what one feels, hears, sees, or thinks, based on their outward circumstances, that which is perceived through the soul, mind, will, emotions, apart from the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. I reward trust in me, my true nature and character, and in my word. My people need not take advantage of others, for I am their advantage, all-sufficient provision. Advantage, any state, circumstance, opportunity, or means specially favorable to success, benefit, gain, profit, a position of superiority often followed by over or of. The quickest way that one defers hope is to begin to affix themselves to the things that are seen, sense knowledge, rather than the things that are not seen, revelation knowledge. Supernatural hope. Hope, a joyful expectancy based on a revelation of God's word, will, the origin of which is in heaven. Natural hope, hope based on what can be discerned through the five physical senses in the natural, physical realm. As one redeems the time each day, then it is certain that it opens the door wide for me to divinely restore any time that the enemy has stolen from them, a divine restoration of lost time that will supernaturally catapult my faithful ones to the place wherein not only is that lost time restored, but also the place wherein they will gain a continually deeper revelation of my will and plan for them in this final hour, both individually and corporately. There are times when I call my children to exercise the authority of silence. I am training my people to walk with precision in every circumstance of their life and ministry. So, as in a stormy situation, in the natural scheme of things, such as one attempting to land a 747 in a tempestuous environment, which takes great focus and concentration, as well as pinpoint accuracy in the handling of the controls and the reading of the instruments to land the plane, not only safely but perfectly, it also takes great focus and concentration in handling even the most seemingly insignificant details in the midst of a spiritual storm, attack, or attacks. For as my precious children resist the enemy at every turn by continually walking above the sense realm in faith, then it is certain that when the storm ends, they will have been trained greatly in precision, the constant use of the precise words and movements that are required to fulfill their precious kingdom position and destiny in Christ in this final hour. Precise, definite, or exact in statement. Obedience releases the blessing in one's life. Note, the blessing is the empowerment to prosper, to succeed, to increase, to multiply, to excel, to rise above everything that attempts to hold one back or keep them down as they walk out the course that the Father prepared for them from before the foundations of the earth. One's inability in their own thinking to trust me is a matter of wrong choice on their part. Indeed, trust is an act of one's will, a simple act of acknowledging me and my word in any given moment. For truly I say to you, what I command, expect of my precious ones, I am power. Inability, lack of power, capacity, or means, weakness. Acknowledge, recognize the existence and authority of, in this case, the true nature and character of the Father and his word, to show or express appreciation or gratitude for. Trust, reliance on the integrity, strength, ability, surety, etc., of a person or thing. One should never let their senses, sense knowledge, rule their tenses. In other words, it is of the utmost importance for each and every one of my precious children to align their words with my word perfectly, speaking what I have already said and done. Debt has tentacles, which, through constant pressure and financial restriction, can potentially entangle and trap one's heart and mind in the lower realm, preventing them from rising up into their true position in Christ at my right hand. Truly I say to you, these are the days of miracle debt cancellation for all those who have given their heart wholly to me, and where there once was debt and lack, there shall be true covenant prosperity, and the superabundant divine overflow that is its spontaneous fruit. Debt, a liability or obligation to pay or render something, the condition of being under such an obligation. Restrict, confine or keep within limits, decrease, inhibit, impede, hamper. There is no way, path, other than time spent in the inner chamber with me on a daily basis, that can empower my people to a pinpoint accuracy in all things pertaining to the establishment of my glorious church and the advancement of the kingdom. Trust is a threefold cord. If one trusts in me, the Father, then they are found trusting in my Spirit. If one is found trusting in the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, then they are found trusting in my Word. And if they are trusting in my Word, they are found trusting me, the Father, and my Spirit. Where there is no revelation concerning any given aspect of one's covenant with me in Christ, there resides ground for fear and unbelief, darkness, to work, grow. A sense knowledge faith is a counterfeit faith and is rooted and grounded in fear, doubt, preconceived notions, and unbelief, mistrust of me. A sense knowledge faith has an affixation with the outward, circumstances, appearances, rather than the inward revelation that is the foundation of a genuine faith and trust in me. I have already blessed, divinely empowered and prospered my precious children with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Therefore, let each and every one of those who call themselves mine simply give thanks for that which is already theirs in Christ. For as one remains in a continual state of thanksgiving, then it is certain that spiritual blessing, my divine empowerment and prosperity, will be found overtaking them at every turn. There is no love, faith, in mistrust of me. Mistrust, a lack of trust or confidence, doubt. What one practices diligently, they become adept at. Adept, very skilled, proficient, expert. Hungering and thirsting after sense knowledge is always self-serving and will never be satisfied, reach a state of true satisfaction, whereas a hungering and thirsting after righteousness is the spontaneous fruit of a heart wholly given to my highest purposes and will always be satisfied fully, both in this age and throughout eternity. My wisdom and the knowledge of my truth, word, are not found in sense knowledge and perception, for my wisdom and the revelation of the absolute truth of my word enter one's heart, inner man's spirit, and then their mind, supernaturally, by the power of my Spirit, who is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, without exception. The pursuit of a temporary fix will only lead to deeper problems. It is my will for each and every one of my precious children to confront every ground of fear before them by allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal to them the necessary portion of my word to stand on. As they are faithful to do this, it is certain that the aforementioned ground will be removed and that space within them filled to the overflowing with my love and the enemy put to full flight. For one to minister soul ministry is for them to minister death and darkness, the spontaneous fruit of which is confusion and deeper bondage in the lives of those they are ministering to. If one is going to be found a minister of righteousness, then they shall surely be found suffering for righteousness' sake. Suffering. The suffering that we are called to in this earth is to stand continually against all the things which we have been redeemed from. It is in no way associated with physical sickness or any other manifestation of the law of sin and death, but rather it is to continually release faith in the Word of God, regardless of the pressure of the circumstances which surround us. As our minds become transformed and renewed to the Word of God, suffering for righteousness' sake shall become the joyful opportunity to further establish God's kingdom in the earth. It was intended to be, rather than the sorrowful, painful concept religion has made it to be through unbelief. Again, our suffering for righteousness' sake is the absolute and continual stand against all that we have been redeemed from in Christ through an abiding faith, love, and obedience. The exercising of a fearless trust in me is an expression of an absolute faith working through, activated and energized by, an absolute love in one's heart. Absolute, free from imperfection, complete, perfect, not mixed or adulterated, pure. Fling, to throw, cast, or hurl, especially with force or abandon. Do not then fling away your fearless trust, for it includes a glorious repayment for all. Yes, you have need of a steadfast endurance, so that you may perform the will of God, and so receive the fullness of his promise. Hebrews 10, 35-36, Arthur S. Way, Translation. Truth is defined by those who do not know me, is simply that which conforms with fact and the lower reality of the temporal realm, based on sense knowledge and sense knowledge, perception. The lower reality of the temporal realm, based on sense perception and sense knowledge. Absolute truth is defined as that which conforms to, aligns itself with, the higher reality of my word and my kingdom through revelation. Truth, conformity with fact, the lower reality of the temporal realm, based on sense knowledge and perception. Absolute truth, conformity to the higher reality of God's word. One abiding in the place called Dun brings continual pleasure and joy to my heart, for in that holy place there is found a constant and absolute faith and trust in me, my true nature and character, and in my word. Many still attempt to maintain a survival mode, even in this late hour, but it is my will and purpose for each and every one of my children to overcome in all things, and in overcoming in all things, lead many others into that very same place of victory. Many of my children are moving at a faster pace than they need to be, and this fast pace is allowing an excess of thoughts, words, and actions to enter into their lives that are not in line with the spiritual reality of who they are in Christ. Truly I say to you, it is in quietness and stillness that the still small voice of my spirit is both heard and acted upon perfectly, empowering them to bear maximum fruit on a continual basis for both the church and the kingdom in this final hour. Stillness, remaining in place or at rest, free from sound or noise, in this case, the noisy distractions of the world. Free from turbulence or commotion, peaceful, tranquil, calm. How can the enemy be found under the feet of my people if they are living under their circumstances, under, lower in position? It is of the utmost importance for my children to practice pondering the answer to any question or situation set before them, for, in constantly doing so, they will come to abide, live, and move, and have their being in the place wherein my wisdom is found continually rising up in their inner man, spirit, through the still small voice of my spirit, leading to righteous words and actions on their part in all that they say and do in my name. Ponder, to consider something deeply and thoroughly, meditate upon, to weigh carefully in the heart. Success and the divine prosperity that is the spontaneous fruit of my blessing is incorruptible and will always be used to help people and advance my kingdom in the earth. Success, the favorable or prosperous termination of attempts or endeavors, the accomplishment of one's goals, in this case the will of God for one's life, the attainment of wealth, position, honors, or the like. It is in the way of righteousness that my glorious church will abide, live, and move, and have their being in this final hour. For in the way of righteousness is found my absolute life and truth, and from this place of absolute authority and power they will go forth as one to crush the enemy at every turn. One moving through their days by feelings and outward appearances, through a maintained adherence to sense knowledge and sense perception, is ultimately a certain recipe for disaster and trouble in their life. Recipe. A method to attain a desired end, in this case, the enemy's schemes against them to kill, steal, and destroy. Trouble, to disturb the mental calm and contentment of. Worry, distress, agitate. Disaster, a calamitous event, especially one occurring suddenly and causing great loss. Many choose the hard way through mistrust at times, and thus they learn through disobedience their mistakes. Whereas my will is for each one of my children to simply trust me, and in trusting me, obey me, my word, a practice that will surely reap much spiritual growth in their lives, leading to spiritual maturity. Mistrust, a lack of trust or confidence, doubt. The supreme need of my church in this hour is for them to come to the full knowledge of who they are in Christ, spiritual reality as my precious sons and daughters. In any given moment, one will either be found trusting me, or they will be found trusting in the enemy and his lies. Fling, to throw, cast, or hurl, especially with force or abandon. A revelation of righteousness, their right standing with the Father, in one's heart, is an open door for entrance into the fullness of the perfect liberty that is already theirs in Christ. Righteousness manifests in the ability to stand in God's presence without the sense of guilt, condemnation, or inferiority, unworthiness. Human love, Greek philio, cannot relate to divine love, Greek agape, because human love always seeks its own, first and foremost, whereas divine love continually seeks my best, greatest eternal benefit, for all those in their sphere of existence at all times and at all cost to themselves. Prepare for great health, well-being, spirit, soul, and body. Prepare for great wealth, the reception of divine prosperity. Wealthy place, the place of overflow, superabundance. Obedience always puts one in a position to receive my best, have my blessing overtake them according to my highest purpose in any given moment. The blessing is the empowerment of the Word and the Holy Spirit to prosper, to succeed, to increase, to multiply, to excel, to rise above everything that attempts to hold one back or keep them down as they walk out the course that the Father prepared for them from before the foundations of the earth. Faithfulness is a very precious and relatively rare commodity and is never without its full reward, perfect fruit. As one practices, specifically enters into my presence many times throughout the day, it is certain that it will facilitate them keeping their inner man, spirit, in a place of dominance over their soul and body. Specifically, in a definite or precise manner, with an exact use or purpose in mind. As people approach my word and the various kingdom resources that are its spontaneous fruit in this final hour, with a seeking heart before me in my presence, they, because of the anointing on the true kingdom works, teachings, writings, etc., will supernaturally come into a revelation of spiritual reality and the kingdom, heretofore unseen, relatively speaking, in the earth. Because of these things, my glorious church will rise up suddenly in this final hour, and vast multitudes will be astonished greatly, saying in their heart, "Where did these people come from?" Astonish, to fill with sudden and overpowering surprise or wonder. Over the past few years, many have come to realize just how important trust is in one's relationship with me and with my word, and also just how much mistrust can remain undetected if one is not faithful to spend time in my presence and my word with a view to a constant renewal of their mind taking place. Giving my word preeminence in one's own personal life through a childlike faith and trust is the essence to all true kingdom ministry. Essence, absolutely essential. Satan is fear personified. Therefore, to diligently resist fear in one's life, in the power and light of the Holy Spirit, is to resist both the enemy and his schemes. The removal of sin consciousness can only come to pass when it is replaced, displaced, through the continual renewing of the mind by a righteousness consciousness. Righteousness manifests in the ability, in and through Christ and his finished work, to stand in God's presence, or for that matter, in the presence of Satan and his forces, without the sense of guilt, condemnation, or inferiority, unworthiness. The maintenance of a just getting by consciousness, through fear and unbelief, precludes one entering into the place of the Father's unlimitedness, their wealthy place, and the superabundant divine overflow that is its spontaneous fruit. Jesus, many of my people have not yet come to an understanding of the fact that in my earthly ministry I walked as a prophet and teacher under the Abrahamic covenant. And while it is most certain that I was the Son of God, I laid that mantle down for a time in order to walk as the Son of Man in the sinless perfection that was once Adam's. And as the Son of Man, I was anointed by the Father and walked in the power of the Holy Spirit with pinpoint accuracy. In these days, as the end of this dispensation draws near, it is of the utmost importance for each and every one of those who belong to me to no longer look after the eyes of sense knowledge, perception, but, rather, begin to abide in a revelation of the spiritual reality of who they are in me, for in doing so, they will surely transcend every scheme of the enemy, schemes designed to keep them in a place of darkness and powerlessness. Truly I say to you, in this final hour, I am raising up a holy remnant who will walk in the earth, just as I walked, but they will be found doing the greater works I spoke of through John. One of those greater works being that they will lead many into the place of right standing before the Father through the new birth, a place wherein not only will they immediately begin to represent his true nature and character, but they will also gain a deep and swift revelation of the fact that they have been blessed, crowned, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, and that the enemy is an already defeated foe. In the light of these things, a glorious church shall rise in the earth, a glorious church that will truly tread the enemy under their feet with every step, thus putting him to flight and freeing vast multitudes of captives to enter into the perfect liberty that is theirs in me, transcend, to rise above or go beyond. One of the enemy's chief schemes is to keep my precious children from entering into the beauty of holiness. In his perverted nature, a fallen nature that personifies both ugliness and unholiness, unrighteousness, he aims to coerce one into alignment with his fear-filled lies, lies that attempt to perpetuate an image of unworthiness, ugliness, condemnation through a sin consciousness, etc. It is my deepest heart desire to see each and every last one of my precious children enter fully into the place of abiding in a righteousness consciousness, for in that place, they will experience a perfect entrance into the fullness of who they truly are in Christ, the spontaneous fruit of that being to emanate the beauty of holiness, righteousness, in and through their lives continually. In walking after sense knowledge, one precludes my divine empowerment, grace, and favor in their lives. For the walking, seeking, after sense knowledge leaves only one option, and that is to lean upon their own understanding, a practice that keeps one bound to the lower realm, sense realm, and the darkness and confusion therein. The enemy is about to be blindsided, taken completely unawares, to such a degree that his only alternative will be to flee in stark terror from the ever-increasing outpouring of my spirit in and through the lives of my holy ones. The spontaneous fruit of this will be that many strongholds that were established, even through many years, will dissipate very quickly, and many, many captives will be set free, and some, for the first time in their lives, will have eyes to see the spiritual reality of what is truly theirs in Christ. It is of the utmost importance for my precious children to speak only words that align themselves with the deepest thoughts and intentions of my heart, a revelation of my will, which produces godly desire. For if one persists in speaking words that are not in alignment with a revelation of my will, word, it will surely lead to the formation of ungodly desires. This is because the words that they speak on a consistent basis will enter into their spirit, inner man, and begin to influence their steps towards the goal that they have set for themselves, rather than my best and highest purpose for their life. Many of my children fail to pass the silence test. In other words, when they are confronted with a situation wherein the most effective course of action would be silence, they still speak into the situation from the place of a spirit of self-justification or a spirit of self-vindication, self-righteousness. Understanding, to be thoroughly familiar with, enlightened intelligence, superior power of discernment. Authoritative proclamation is the key to vanquishing the enemy and his forces completely at every turn. It is the key to the release of the fullness of the blessing and my favor into the lives of my faithful ones in this final hour. Authoritatively, exercising or asserting authority, commanding, in this case through the proclamation of words that align themselves with a revelation of God's word. Vanquish, to conquer or subdue by superior force, as in battle, to defeat in any contest or conflict, be victorious over. The blessing is the empowerment of the Word and the Holy Spirit to prosper, to succeed, to increase, to multiply, to excel,
to rise above everything that attempts to hold one back or keep them down as they walk out the course that the Father prepared for them from before the foundations of the earth. Abiding in the place called done is the place wherein the reception, appropriation of my blessings, my best, in every aspect of life and ministry is forthcoming. If one does not pursue and activate an absolute and fearless trust in me, then it is certain that the enemy will, through a spirit of compulsion, coerce them into clinging to, leaning upon, their own understanding, sense knowledge, and perception. Compel, to force or drive, especially to a course of action, to bring about by force, in this case, the forces of darkness, pride, fear, unrighteousness, etc., to overpower. Coerce, to compel by force, intimidation, or authority, especially without regard for individual desire or volition, to bring about through the use of force or other forms of compulsion. Exact, to dominate or control, especially by exploiting fear, anxiety, etc. Always remember, trust is a powerful force that will absolutely quench the spirit of fear in one's life. Sense knowledge, sense perception, must never be one's final authority. We have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. 1 Corinthians 2:16b, the Amplified Translation. Therefore, we consider and look not to the things that are seen, the lower reality, that which is real to the five physical senses, but to the things that are unseen through faith in the higher reality of God's Word. For the things that are visible are temporal, brief and fleeting, subject to change, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting, eternal. 1 Corinthians 4:18, the Amplified Translation. My abounding, exuberant joy is released in the depths of one's being, inner man, spirit, through a continual thanksgiving. Exuberant, abounding in vigor and high spirits, full of vitality, effusively and almost uninhibitedly enthusiastic, lavishly abundant, extremely good, overflowing, plentiful, profuse in growth or production, luxuriant, superabundant. The speaking of words, the practice of bringing every thought captive through the proclamation of those words, is not some form of legalistic practice. Rather, they are the essence of all things leading ultimately to either the manifestation of absolute life or death, darkness, fear, pride, etc., in the life of the one speaking. Truly I say to you, vast multitudes shall marvel as my glorious church moves throughout the earth in this most critical and glorious hour, for they shall see those that are mine, and they shall see that my hand, favor, is mightily upon them. These are truly days of awe and wonder for all those who call upon my name. Marvel, something that causes wonder, admiration, or astonishment, to be filled with wonder, admiration, or astonishment, as at something surprising or extraordinary. Awe, an overwhelming feeling of reverence, admiration, fear, etc., produced by that which is grand, sublime, extremely powerful, or the like. My abounding, exuberant joy is released in the depths of one's being, inner man, spirit, through a continual thanksgiving.